Shalom aleichem aboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Bezer Hashem Yizborach. We are continuing on to the fourth part of the first and main topic of Parshas Balak, the Brochos of Bilam. By the Aliyah of Shishi or Shvi, when Chukas Balak are connected, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayoymer Balak el Bilam lechono ekochacho el mokoy macher ula yishar beinei ho Elohim. And Balak told Bilam, let me take you to another place. Maybe over there it will be proper in Hashem's eyes for you to curse me, the Am Yisrael, for me from there. Says Rav Shi, Vekaboy Soili, Ein ze loshen tzivui k'moy v'kovnoi that we had in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Over there, v'kovnoi, he's commanding him and cursed him for me. But over here, it can't be that, because he says, Ulai shal be'inei ho Elohim. Maybe it will be proper in Hashem's eyes. So the kaboise must mean a loshen osit, namely ulai yishar be'enov v'sikovenu limisham. Maybe it will be okay and proper in his eyes, and then you'll be able to curse him from there. Pasuk chovches vayikach Balak es Bilam roish ha'peor anishkof al pnei ha'yishim oin. And Balak takes Bilam to the top of the mountain where the avodah zorah of peor was. And that overlooked Hanishkof al pnei Yishimoyim, which overlooked the desert. It says Rashi, Roish HaPoel, Koisem Hoyo Balak. Balak was a magician. He was a witchcraft, as Rashi said before. The Rosh Masidim Lil Kois al Dei Poel. He saw that something bad is going to happen to Am Yisrael through this Poel, this mountain. But V'lo Hoyo Yodea Bamo, he didn't know what bad thing is going to happen. Omar, Shema Klola, Tochul Aleh, Misham. Maybe this is the bad thing that's going to happen. The Klola from here, that's why he took Bilam to this spot. V'chein kol ha'choisim bekechovim, all astrologers have the same problem. Roim ve'enom yoidim ha'roim. They see something vague, but they can't pinpoint exactly what it is. Pozuk chovtez, v'yoyim ha'r Bilam el Balak, b'nei li vozeh shiv'o mizbechois, v'ochein li vozeh shiv'o forim, v'shiv'o elim. And Bilam tells Balak, build for me 7 mizbechos over here and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams. Vayas Balak, kasher omar Bilam, vayal porvo ail b'mizbeach. And Balak did exactly as Bilam told him, and he brought a bull and a ram on each of the mizbechos. Once again, make an X on this chav dalid, the goy put it over here in the middle of an interaction between Balak and Bilam. Posuk Alev Vayar Bilam Kitoi Veine Adonoi Levoreches Israel Voleholach Kefam Befam Likras Nechoshim Vayoshes Elamidbor Ponov. And Bilam finally realizes that all Hashem wants to do is bench Am Yisrael. And therefore, he did not repeat what he did the last two times. This guessing game of Ulai Yikor Hashem Nikrosa, maybe Hashem will appear to me and maybe he'll allow me to curse Am Yisrael. No, he didn't do that because he knows Hashem doesn't want to curse them. What's the point? And therefore he says, whether Hashem likes it or not, I'm going to mention their chatoim and I'll curse them and the curse will be chal based on their chatoim. And therefore, Vayoshes ala midbo ponov, he faces towards the midbo, says Targum. He's looking at the place where they did the egel. He's mentioning the cheto egel, and then he's going to try to curse, and that's how we'll be chal against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, kavayochel. Says Rashi, Vayar Bilam kitoiv, Omar. Says Bilam, Eini tzor livdok b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no point, I don't have to check if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to curse, because I know, ki lo yachput lekalalom. He didn't do like the last two times. Likras nechoshim, this guessing game. Lenachesh ulai yikore Hashem likros birt soynoi that he'll want to. Omar says Bilam Arosho, roitze v'loy roitze, whether he wants or not. Akalalei, I'm going to curse them. How? As ki ravenuseim, I'll mention the raveros v'aklolo alas koras ravenuseim tochul, and that's how the klolo will be chal. Vayoshes ala midbor pono v'ketargumoi. As Targum says, v'shavi lo kovel eglo. The egel azov, da avodu b'nei Yisrael b'madboro, he faces towards that chet. He's going to mention that chet. Posuk beis v'yisov ilom es eino. V'yar v'es Yisrael l'shechei nishvotov v'atihi olov ruach Elohim. And Bilam raised his eyes, and he sees the camp of Am Yisrael, how neat and organized they are, and how the tents are not facing each other, the entrances of the tent. Vatihi alav ruach Elokim. Lule divrei Rashi, without Rashi, I would have learned like Targum. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a nevuah. A ruach Elokim, a spirit of Hashem, fell upon him as a nevuah. But Rashi learns not that way. Rashi learns, and Bilam got the idea. He got the idea of Hashem, namely now he also does not want to curse. And the following, according to Rashi, is not a nevuah. This is Bilam's personal brocha to Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Vayisa Bilam es einov. What is he raising his eyes for? Bikesh lahachnis b'em ayin ro'o. Ayin ro'o means when you look at somebody negatively because you're jealous of what they have and you don't. And that could damage them. Here you see the three bad midos that Chazal tell us in Ovois regarding Bilam HaRosho. Ein ro, v'ruach gevoyo, v'nefesh rechovo, hu ha'amurim l'malo. Ein ro is in this pasuk, a negative eye, to look negatively at people. Ruach gevoyo, bal gaivo, like we saw above when he said, me'ein Hashem la'lechimochem, it's not my cover to go with such lowly people like you. V'nefesh rechovo, when he says, imitani bolok mulei beiso, kesev ezo. Shrichin lishvot avro, kol shevet v'shevet, shrichin ha'atzmo, every shevet is organized by themselves. They're not mixed in. And the doors of the tents are not facing each other. So nobody should peek into, nobody should be able to see into his friend's tent. It went into Bilam's heart on his own, not to curse them. An amazing switch from what happened in the previous pasuk, that he says, "V'leholach kefam befam nikras nechoshim." Rashi explained over there, it is no point in turning to Hashem. Let me just curse them on my own. And then he looks at Am Yisrael with an ein hora, ein ro, and all of a sudden, ola b'libo yishalei kalalem, he decided not to curse. Pasuk gimel, vayisom mishaloi vayomar. Nu'um Bilam benoi ve'oir unum agever shesum ha'oyin. And Bilam started speaking allegorically. According to Rashi, the following is not a nevuah. Nu'um Bilam benoi ve'oir. These are the words of Bilam, the son of Be'oir. Unum agever shesum ha'oyin. These are the words of the man that one of his eyes was poked out. According to one pshat of Rashi. According to the second pshat of Rashi, like Targum, that he was able to see very well. He had an open eye. Says Rashi, Benoi Be'oir. Once again, like we saw before, the extra vav over here should have said Ben Be'oir. Benoi Be'oir, says Rashi, we find such a thing. K'moi l'mai noi moi. But over here, Rashi brings down a medrash to solve this problem of the extra vav of the Benoi. U'medrash ha'godo shneyem o yugdoili me'avoyseyem. Both Bolok ben Tzipoir and Bilam ben Be'oir were both greater than their fathers. And that's the idea of Benoi Be'oir, so to speak, Bilam, and Benoi Be'oir, Be'oir, in a certain sense, was the son of Bilam, because Bilam was greater. And same thing, Bolok Benoi Tzipoir. Tzipoir was the son of Bolok, in a certain sense. And Rashi tells us, Bolok Benoi Tzipoir, Oviv Benoi Hubemalchus, because Bolok was a king, his father wasn't. So the father was, so to speak, the son, less in stature than the son. Ubilam godlem of benevius, and Bilam was greater than his father in nevuah. Mone ben pras hoyo, so the mone is a full coin, 100 zuz. Ben pras, the son of a half, because the son was greater than the father. Adrash, why it says benoi, why Rashi says it over here and not by benoi tzipor above, I don't know. Shesuma oin, says Rashi, two pshat. Pshat number one, einoi nekura, one of his eyes was poked out. Umutzeis lachutz. And the hole where the eye is, and nireis pasuach, looks like a hole where it's supposed to, where the eye is supposed to be there. Veloshen mishno, the loshen shesum means to open. The amount of time that it takes to open up and restuff and seal a barrel. Why was his eye poked out? Lefisha omar, he said in the previous bracha, umispar es roiva Yisrael. So Rashi's first pshat was like Targum, that who can count one quarter of Am Yisrael. But the second pshat, Revi'i Yoseyen, the Tashmish Hamito, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Umoyne Revi'i Yoseyen Shel Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to see the Zera of the Tashmish, Mosai Tovoi Tipo Shanoi Lada Tzadik Mimeno. When will the Tipo come that a Tzadik will be born from this Tipo? Omar Beliboy says Bilom in his heart, Mishu Kodosh, Umeshos of Kodoshim, Yistakil Bidvorim Alolu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy, and his Malachim are holy, this is what he's looking at. Val Dovoz and Nismes Einu Shel Bilom, and this is why Bilom's eyes was poked out. Little does he know that by a Yid, there is no action that is devoid of holiness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu views everything as holy when a Yid is Mekadosh himself. V'yesh mefoshim v'sekem shadin shesumoin pesuach ha'oin. K'mo shetirgum unkulus. Maybe he could see very well. V'al sh'omar shesumoin v'lo yomar sh'tum ho'einayim. Going back on both pshatim, whether it means the eye was poked out, whether it means he sees very well, but it only says one eye. L'madnu shesumo be'achas me'enem hoyo. You see that he was blind in one eye. According to the first pshat, it's that eye that was poked out. He was blind in that eye. According to the second pshat, that eye saw very well, make a diuk, but the other eye did not see at all because it was blind. Posuk dalid ne'um shimei a'imrei ein l'asher machazei shadai yechazei noifel uglui einoyim. And these are the words of the one who hears Hashem's speech, who sees Hashem, but only when he's noifel, only when he's in bed, when he's asleep. And Rashi told us above, by Nevi Umois HaOilom, he only revealed to them by night. Only then is it Ugluye Noim that his eyes are opened to see the Mara Nevu. That's the Poshe Pshat. Says Rashi Noifel Ugluye Noim, Pshutoi Ketargumoi, Shchiv Umiskelele, Shein Nire Olov, Elav Alaylok, Shem Shoichev, Hashem only reveals himself to Bilam when he's sleeping. That's the Pshat. Umedroshoi, Keshehoyo Niglo Olov, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Bilam, even it was by day, like in the previous times, lo yahoyo boy koyach lamed al raglo, he did not have strength to stand on his feet. V'noyfil al ponov, he would fall on his face as soon as Hashem revealed himself to him. Why? Lefisho yo'orel, he was uncircumcised. Umos, disgusting liyot nigla olov, b'koymos kufa lefono. It's disgusting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself upon an orel, and therefore he fell on his face. Posuk hey matuivu oy holecho Yaakov mishkenoisecho Israel. How good are your tents, the descendants of Yaakov, and your camps, the descendants of Israel? Referring to both complements that he saw before. He saw that their tents are not facing each other, and he saw how organized the camp was. That's the Posuk Pshat in the Posuk. Says Rashi, Matuivu Yolecho Yaakov, Al Shero Pischem Sheinem Chuvonim Zemul Ze. The tents are good. Mishkenu Yisecho, Chaniyo Yisecho, Ketargumoy, and the camps are organized. Dovorachel, this Dovorachel seems to be a drash in the Posuk. Matuivu Yolecho, Matuivu Oyel Shilo Yubei Seilomim Bishuvon. How good and beautiful are the tents, the public tents, namely Mishkan Shiloi, and the Beis Hamikdash, when they were settled, Shemakrivim Boem Korbonos Lechaper Aleim, and Korbonos were brought in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash to atone for Am Yisrael. Mishkenoisecho, Afkeshein Charevin, and even when Shiloh and the Beis Hamikdash were destroyed. That's also good. What's good about that? Lefishein Mashkoin Aleim, the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash acts as a collateral. It's better that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash than to destroy Am Yisrael. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, and Eicho Kilo Hashem Es Chamosoi Uvame Kilo Vayatzes Eish Betzioin. Chazal tell us, Kilo Chamosoi Alo Itzim Ala Avonim. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what saved us. Rashi is darshaning the word Mishkenoi Secho Miloshen Mashkoin. It was taken as a collateral to atone for us. Posuk vav kincholim nitoyu keganois aleinohor kaholim nota adoinoi kaarozim aleimoyim. Posuk vav is continuing with the posuk pshat that Rashi said above in posuk hey, describing the beauty of the camp of Israel. Kinecholim nitoyu, they stretch out like long, beautiful rivers. Keganois aleinoho, like beautiful gardens on the riverbank. Ka'aholim nota Hashem, like beautiful smelling spices that Hashem has planted in Gan Eden. Ka'ozim aleimoim, like mighty cedar trees on the riverbank. That's how beautiful the camp of Am Yisrael is. Says Rashi, kinecholim nitoyu, shenelchu, like rivers that lengthen. Venimshechu linto ismerochoik, they go very far. From these brochos that Bilam switched his mind to give brochos, we see what he had in mind to curse them. Originally, like we saw before, he faced to the desert and he wanted to curse them by mentioning the Egel, the Cheto Egel. Etc. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched around his mouth, Bilam gave him a bracha, the opposite of the klolos. Shabikesh loimar, etc. Kedisa b'chelik, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Darshan, each thing, he wanted to give him a klolos, they shouldn't have shuls, and then he said a bracha, matoivo yalecha, etc. The Gemara Sanhedrin goes one by one, what the klolos was, and how you see that from the bracha. Ka'aholim, this has nothing to do with tents. Rather, ketargumoy, loshon moyo va'aholois, nice smelling besomim. Not Hashem, began Eden. Loshon acher, ka'aholim, not Hashem. It is referring to a tent. Which tent? Kashamayim, amantuchim ko'oihel, like the skies that are stretched out like a tent. Shenemar, aposik in Yeshaya, vayimtochim ko'oihel, loshoves, referring to the skies. But says Rashi, v'loshon ze einoy, this pshat is wrong. Aholim over here does not mean tents. Dimkein hoyoloi linkoid ke oiholim. Ho alef b'choylom, oiholim, not aholim. From the fact that it's aholim, that tells me it means besomim, not a tent. Where do you find... Rashi is going back to in the Hava Amina. According to the pshat that Rashi says is wrong, that aholim is referring to tent, how does the word nota fit in? You plant nice smelling spices. You don't plant a tent. Says Rashi, no, we do find loshen etiyo matzinu be'oyoholim shenema vayita ohole apadnoi. So we do find planting by tents. Nevertheless, says Rashi, that's not what this pasuk is referring to. It's referring to nice smelling spices. Pasuk zayin yizal mayim mido leyov vezar oy b'mayim rabim v'yoroim. Water will overflow from their wellsprings. This is referring to a king, a mighty king that will come up from within Am Yisrael. And his seed will be like planted in a place with lots of water. A seed planted in a place of lots of water grows very well. So do the kingdom will be matzliach. This is referring to Shaul HaMelech, the first king in Am Yisrael. V'yoroim me'agag malkoi. The king of Am Yisrael, the first one, will be greater than Agag. He was Melech Amalek. And indeed, Shaul HaMelech fought Amalek and won them. V'sinasei malchusoi, it won't stop there. The kingdom of Am Yisrael will get even greater and greater with the malchus of David and Shloimoi that will follow the malchus of Shaul HaMelech. Says Rashi, midol yov mibe'eroisov. From their wellsprings. Uperushoi ketargumoi. The pshat is referring, like Targum says, to the kingdom of Am Yisrael. Vezaroi b'mayim rabim. It will be planted in a place with lots of water. Losh natzlocha huze. It'll be matzliach. Kezera hazarua alamoim. Like a seed planted in a place of water. V'yoroim me'agag malkoi. Melech rishon shalohem, namely Shaul HaMelech. Yichboish es agag, melech HaMolek. He will be greater. V'yoroim, he will overpower Agag. V'sinasei, sinasei means to raise above. V'sinasei malchusoi shel Yaakov yoisa v'yoisel. Shevi achor v'dobudu shloimoi, which were greater kings than, greater and longer and more powerful than Shaul HaMelech. Posuk ches el moitzioi mimitzrayim kisoi afo yisraim loy yoichal goyim tzorov v'atzmoi seihem yegoreim v'chitzov imchotz. Hashem is the one who took him out of Mitzrayim with his mighty strength. Rashi told us before, Toyafois means like a bird, an oif, that flies up on high, and Re'im miloshen rum, height. Whoever is up on high has the upper power, he's more strong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of Mitzrayim with his mighty strength. And the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Yoichal Goyim Tzorov. He will consume the Goyim who are his enemies. That's Moisehem Yegoreim. Either it means he will break their bones, Yegoreim means to break, or he will lick clean their bones. V'chitzov Yimtchotz. Rashi in the second pshat says, Chitzov is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arrows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his arrows, he will be Yimchotz. He will dip them in the enemy's blood. Says Rashi, Keil Moitziyah Mimitzchoyim. Who caused Am Yisrael this greatness of these kings overpowering the Goyim? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about Mitzrayim with his mighty strength. Yoichal es HaGoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consume the Goyim Shehem Tzorov, who are his enemies. That's Moiseim Shel Tzorim, the bones of the enemies. Yegorim. What does Yegorim mean, says Rashi Tupshot? Menachem Posar Loshen Shviro. That he will break their bones. The word yegorim is loshen etzem. It also means a bone, as if it said bones twice. That's moisehem, and again atzomois, namely they'll be left with bones only. How so? Shemegarer aboso b'shinov misoviv. He peels the meat off. V'amoyach shebifnim. Not sure what Rashi wants with that. Moyach is the marrow, which is inside the bone. But in Rashi's pshat, he's not learning that they're breaking the bone. So who cares what's going on inside the bone? Any idea? Umami do'etzem al mimusoi. And he makes the bone naked after he peels all the meat off. And unless Rashi means that he is breaking the bone, but that's not what the word means. He's breaking the bone and licking it clean from the meat on the outside and on the inside. The moach shebifnim, the marrow inside, and the bone is completely naked from the inside and the outside. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Chitzov yimchotz unkelus tirgeim chitzov shel tzorim. When I said pshat in the posuk, I go in with Rashi's second pshat. Chitzov is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arrows will be dipped in the blood of goyim. But first Rashi quotes Targum. Unkelus tirgeim chitzov shel tzorim. It's referring to the enemy's chitzov, and the word chitzov does not mean arrows, according to this pshat. It means the division. Moshen chetzi. Chaluka shalohem. What the enemies have to divide, namely Eretz Yisrael. Where do we find this Loshon of Chitzav means a division? K'moi Ba'alei Chitzim. Mori Plugto, Targum says. V'chein Yimchotz, Loshon Umoch Hatzov V'chol Rakosoi. Namely, Sheyechetzu Et Alt. That's what it means, the Chitzav, Yimchotz. The division, what the enemies have, namely Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael will be Yimchotz, will divide it among themselves. That's what Targum learns. According to that, chitzov does not mean arrows, and it's referring to the enemy's chitzov. And yimchotz means to divide also, looks like chitzov. V'yeshlif toir, second pshat says Rashi, this is the pshat I said in the posuk, loshen chitzim mamash, they mean arrows. Chitzov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yimchatz bedomom shel tzorim, which means yitboil, v'yitztaba bedomom, will be sunk into and dipped into the blood of the enemies. Leman, k'moy leman, timchatz ragelcho bedom. We often find that yimchotz means to hit. But why does it mean hit? Because if someone is painted in blood, he's painted in blood. But the word yimchotz literally, says Rashi, means to be dunk in blood, to be sunk in blood. Posuk tes kora shochav kari uchlovi miyekimenu mevorechecho varuch voirerecho orur. Am Yisrael will crouch and lie down like a lion and a lioness. And who dares get up? Who dares get the lion or the lioness to get up after they decided to lie down? Rashi says, like Targum, this is referring to Am Yisrael will be settled in Eretz Yisrael like a lion and a lioness. Nobody dares start up with them. Mevorechecho varuch, those who bless Am Yisrael, they themselves will be gebenched. Voirerecho, those who curse Am Yisrael, they will be cursed. Says Rashi Korashochav Kari, it's a moshel, ketargumoi. Yisyashvu be'altzom, they'll settle in their land, bekoach ugvura, with mighty strength. Adkan the third brocha of Bilam Orosho. Posuk Yud Vayicharaf Balak El Bil'om Vayispoik Eskapov Vayoymer Balak El Bil'om Lokoy Voyevay Kerosicha Veinei Beirach Tavorech Ze Shalosh Pe'omim. And Balak gets angry at Bil'om, and he claps his hands either in sorrow or in anger. And Balak told Bil'om, I called you to curse my enemies, and you benched them 3 times. Says Rashi, Vayispoik Hikozu alzu, to hit one hand against another, what we call in English clap. And now run back home, get out of here, go back home. I originally planned on giving you a lot of honor, namely giving you a lot of money, but Hashem has prevented you from all that kovod I wanted to give you, all that money. Vayomer Bil'om el Balak, Haloi gam el malachecho asher shalachto elai, dibarti lemor. Says Bil'om to Balak, what do you want from me? I told your messengers that you sent to me twice. I told them this already. Imi ten li Balak meloi veisoi kesef vezahov. Loi uchal lavoi respi adoinoi lasoi stoivo oiro milibi. I told your messengers that even if Balak gives me his house full of silver and gold, I am not able to transgress the words of Hashem to do anything good or bad from my will. Rather, whatever Hashem speaks, that's what I speak. Says Rashi, Lavuras pi Hashem, Kan lo nemar eloi koi, kumo yishinam avarishoino. When Bilav originally said this, he says, Lavu Espi Hashem Eloi Koi, he attributes Hashem to his God. But now it's just Hashem, not his God. Lifishi Yoda Shenivash Ba'Kodosh Baruch Hu V'Nitrad. Bilam knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with him. He's actually quite upset with him. And therefore, Hashem wants to disassociate with him, so he doesn't call him Eloi Koi. He's no longer my God. Adkan, the fourth part of the first and main topic of Parshas Balak, the Baruches of Bil'om. So far, Bil'om was Mevorech Am Yisrael 3 times. And that is really the end of the Baruches of Bil'om to Am Yisrael. The next Nevoice of Bil'om are going to be about the Umois Ha'olam.